With SRN News, I'm John Scott. At least one person is dead in Vermont after the remnants of Hurricane Beryl brought flooding that led to frantic evacuations, knocked down bridges, and washed away an apartment building. Officials say more than 100 people had to be rescued from rushing waters. Meanwhile, authorities in western states are warning of a greater risk for wildfires as the temperature gets hotter.
National Weather Service meteorologist Morgan Stessman says some places in the West are hotter than they've ever been.
We hit 120 on Sunday, so that set our new all-time record.
And the hot conditions and low humidity that dry out the landscape increase the chances of a wildfire. In California, Joe Tyler, director of the state's Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, says the recent heat wave has exacerbated the problem, consuming thousands of acres. On Wednesday, California crews were battling at least 19 major wildfires in scorching temperatures and single-digit humidity. I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden will try to quiet doubts about his abilities at a late-day news conference in Washington. His campaign hopes to use the event to fend off continued calls for him to withdraw from the presidential race. That news conference at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Inflation in June cooled off for a third straight month. Consumer prices declined 0.1% from May to June. Senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick says it looks like the Federal Reserve will start cutting interest rates in September.
Economists and other observers are really thinking that September is when we are likely to get the first rate reduction this cycle. And that comes in the context of inflation news, which has been improving, but also a softening job market.
The Dow had 41 points, the NASDAQ losing 273. This is SRN News. There are reports that another Christian girl in Pakistan has been taken, forced to convert to Islam and marry a Muslim kidnapper.
A 48-year-old Catholic sanitation worker in Islamabad says that a butcher in his neighborhood took his 14-year-old daughter from their home on June 24th. He says he filed a complaint with the police, but they took no action. It's not unusual for girls in Pakistan, some as young as 10 years old, to be abducted, then forced to convert to Islam and into Islamic marriages. Rights advocates say judges routinely ignore evidence and hand back the girls to the kidnappers as their legal wives. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Terror attacks are forcing a denomination to close 70 churches. Those churches are in Nigeria's Plateau State. According to Christian Daily International Morning Star News, many of the congregants have been forced to flee their churches, farms, and homes, and many put in camps. This is SRN News. The UK will mull over tightening crossbow laws following a vicious attack.
A man suspected of killing the wife and daughters of a BBC Radio sports commentator with a crossbow is being treated in a hospital after being found injured in a cemetery. Kyle Clifford is suspected of attacking Carol Hunt, who was 61, and her daughters Hannah and Louise, who were in their 20s. They were found dead at their home in Bushey, a suburban community northwest of London. The victims are the wife and daughters of John Hunt, a BBC horse racing commentator. The British government says it's considering whether to tighten the laws on owning crossbows. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials say two Polish coal miners remain unaccounted for. At least 15 have been injured after a powerful tremor shook the Rudutowy coal mine. Rescuers struggling to reach dozens of others in Poland. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.